Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for Montana State Billings, Kevin Wooden, coming off a split last week. Tough loss, of course, to Western Oregon, and a nice victory over Alaska Fairbanks. Let's talk first of all about the first game, Alaska Fairbanks. Coach got off to a slow start in this game, but the team really picked it up.
Yeah, we had a strong second half. The first half, both teams were a bit sloppy, but I liked the way we came out of the halftime. I thought defensively we turned it up a notch and were able to get ahead. But they have a real pesky team. They have a lot of people that can score, and it was a difficult game, but it was a fortunate to win.
You know, obviously it's always disconcerting when you look out there and you see a playmaker like Jen Smith, you know, who's just such a great post player for you, does a lot of things defensively on the boards when you see her and she's not suited up. But you got some great play off the bench, obviously, from Callie Kautzman, Mandy Jacobs, and, you hate to see anybody out, but I know from a coach's standpoint, it's nice to see players come in and then step up for you.
Yeah, it is. We've had to do that a couple times this year. Chantel missed the earlier game against, I believe it was Pueblo at home. And, you know, just throughout a long season, you hope that you don't have any injuries, but there's going to be some nagging injuries, hopefully not serious ones. But like you said, when someone does go down, we have to have others step up, and we got that night.
I have noticed that, over the last few games, we are seeing some increased playing time from certain players, particularly I think of Callie Stanhope, another outstanding freshman out of Glendive. And again, it seemed like I've been watching her at Glendive for about 20 years now, because I know she was a four-year starter there. But you've got to be awfully pleased, I would think, with her development.
Yeah, she's played very well, especially in the conference season. She's hitting the open shot, and like I've said before, she's very fundamentally sound. She rarely turns the ball over. So lately she started the season pretty solid, I thought, and then maybe had a little lull. But over the last three games, she's been very consistent. And anytime you do that, you got to try to find more minutes for that person.
It's always interesting, Kevin, when a team gets off to a slow start like you did against Alaska Anchorage. I think it's an overused phrase. Sometimes people say, well, we just didn't come out ready to play. Well, I don't think that's the case. I think players, for the most part, I mean, they go into a game enthused and excited. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. What was going on early in that ball game that just, for whatever reason, wasn't working out for you?
Really don't know, Ken. I've been doing it a long time, but our team right now is struggling at home getting off to a good start in the first half. I don't know if that's just something that's a couple hours before the game or we're not in the right frame of mind, but we've actually had more games this year than not where we at home have not played our best first half. The thing I like about it is that we've usually played a strong second half, and I'd rather be stronger in the second half than the first, but we need it to be more consistent throughout the first half.
I always think it's interesting, too, and I think this is where veteran leadership comes into play. I mean, everybody always talks about the coaches, and obviously the coaches are very important. You know, we often ask coaches, geez, what'd you say at halftime to get these girls fired up? But I think that's oftentimes, too. I would imagine that there's a lot of senior leadership there from somebody like a Jen Smith. Even though she didn't even play that night, she probably had a thing or two to say to some of the players. Somebody like Alira Carpenter, Chantel Marcus, who's a junior for you now. They probably take a real leadership role in a game like that where things might not be going the way you want it to.
Exactly. They do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work. Also, we have assistant coaches that make nice suggestions on adjustments, and it's a team thing. Sometimes I rarely say anything at halftime, and other times I guess I could be a little bit more, higher volume than others, but I don't really go into halftime in one particular way. But our seniors, they talk, and our underclassmen, we want them to be problem solvers themselves. If they can identify things and make suggestions, that will only help my job.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, the Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coaches Show coming up.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with head coach Kevin Wooden for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Nice win Wednesday over Alaska Fairbanks. On the flip side against Western Oregon on Saturday night, as you lose a close one. I know this is one of those games, Kevin. You know, when we talked about the Seattle Pacific game, that was just one of those games where they just came in and played a great game. Western Oregon obviously played a great game as well, but I would imagine that this one was probably a little tougher to take for the girls.
It is, anytime you lose at home. But, you know, we got outplayed and out-executed and throughout that game. They came in very determined, which we knew. We told our players 72 hours before that they didn't, that Western Oregon had been thumped by NNU, and like it's happened to us. And anytime you get beat really bad somewhere, you either get up fighting or you stay down. And I knew they'd play well. And we actually played a pretty solid game. We just got beat by a better team that night. And hopefully we'll regroup from that and be stronger in the future. But definitely a tough pill to swallow, but really can't do much about it now.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing as you bring that up. And I was looking at the GNAC standings, and you know, the good side of it is you're right in it. I mean, it just seems like everybody in the GNAC's beating everybody up. I mean, you beat Northwest Nazarene rather handily at home, and then Northwest Nazarene handles Western Oregon. Matchups are a funny thing in college basketball, aren't they?
They are, and in our league, you know, the old cliche, anyone can beat anyone, is really true. So it's, you're just jockeying for position, and it's too early to say if that was if that game's going to come back and haunt us. I mean, we have a lot of opportunities ahead of us that maybe we can go and get a road win somewhere or get, you know, upset somebody that we're not supposed to win. I mean, just a lot of factors out there. So we just got to keep plugging and getting better.
Jen Smith had an outstanding game, you know, coming off the injury. I mean, she misses Wednesday's game. Then she comes back and scores a career-high 20 points. Alira Carpenter was held to two. She had a big second half for you, though. What was that team doing? Because, you know, I think it's important to give the other team credit when things don't go well as well. Obviously, they had a large focus on Alira.
Yeah, they just guarded her just like everyone does. Most teams put somebody right on her, and if they needed to switch to keep someone on her, they would. But they have, you know, a very good defender there. We just didn't shoot well from some of our other players. Just didn't get a consistent night. And Lear ended up still with 16. She can't get 25 every night. That's not realistic at any level. So I think in the first half she had some open looks. She just didn't hit them. So if she would have hit a couple of those open looks in the first half, she still would have had her 20, 22 points. So it really wasn't much different than other games.
Yeah, I was thinking of Torlin, too. You know, she hits over 20 points on you. But I thought, for the most part, I thought you defended her pretty well. It seems like she was hitting a lot of shots when they were well contested.
Their team just did a nice job. They had a lot of players step up statistically that really weren't great jump shooters and made shots against us. And Torlin is some crafty moves in the post, and she had a couple big baskets late in the game. We knew about her, though. She was a good player last year, and she'll be one of the top players in our league for a couple more years.
Is there a greater sense of urgency? I asked Jen Smith about this just a few minutes ago after your practice. Does there seem to be a greater sense of urgency? And I know from a coach's standpoint that there should be urgency all the time, but from the standpoint that you got the split at home, now you're heading on the road for some tough games, a tough stretch for you. Is there sort of a greater sense of urgency now that you know, maybe don't have that 4-0 or 3-1 record?
I don't think so. I think each game we have the same approach. We had a great practice today. That's important that we get back refocused on getting better. But you can't sit on your laurels at any time, and whether you're 4-0, 1-3, or whatever, you have to be ready to play. Winning on the road in this league is extremely difficult, and we'll have to have the right frame of mind, and we're going to have to execute, and I think we'll be ready to play on Thursday.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins Family's Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll talk about this week's opponents coming up on the Coaches Show.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach of the women's team, Kevin Wooden, as they get set to take on Central Washington on Thursday and then Western Washington on Saturday. Coach, before we get into that, I think it's probably important to note that, even though you've had good success at home this year, it should be noted that you've played a lot of games on the road, and for the most part, you've been pretty successful away from Altarowitz.
Yeah, really, we've played better on the road than we have at home as far as putting two halves together. That's one frustrating thing about playing at home. We haven't played too many good first halves, and hopefully that will improve when we come back in 2 or 3 weeks, whenever it is. But we have been pretty focused on the road, and when we did lose on the road, it was very competitive, but we won quite a few there. So we know we play two good opponents this week, and hopefully we can continue that trend and come out on top in at least one game, if not two.
What do you see as the real keys? I would imagine, I'm sure you'd love to get off to a great start. We've talked about obviously important at home, but I would imagine really important on the road.
Defensively, you have to set the tone on the road. You got the home team is used to their surroundings and their baskets, and usually will shoot better than they will on the road. So if we're not competitive on defense and getting on the glass, we're going to have a long night.
Those sort of things you've been kind of focusing on this week in terms of practice, is those particular areas?
Yeah, we really have. We just went back to basics, and hopefully that will pay off this week.
All right, Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Chevrolet, Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. Of course, after the Central Washington and Western Washington games, they'll also be at Northwest Nazarene on the 29th and then the 31st at Seattle Pacific. Their next home game is February 7th as they welcome Alaska Anchorage Town. Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thank you very much.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.